WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's 11:02 according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It's WMFO Medford. According to that very same digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It's WMFO Medford. I'm Ryan D., the host this evening. And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2 That's right, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and Belinda has been Double Dog Daring You since 1990. And coming up at the top of the hour, it's the radio obituary. It's the time each week when we say goodbye to those who have passed in the recent days and weeks. But first, there's always a but first, kids. I am very happy to be here. It was just Thanksgiving. I hope that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, celebrating with family and friends this week. We all had a great time. Today, however, with Thanksgiving behind us, today on this Bubbles in the Think Tank, we are celebrating an important holiday. Well, it's two important holidays. It's the same kind of idea, but they have different names. They fall on these two holidays fall on this day, the 24th of November. Today is the anniversary of the publication of Charles Darwin's book On the Origin of Species, published in 1859. Today, November 24th, is Evolution Day. It is also All Our Uncles Are Monkeys Day. That's right. You can pick either or. You can celebrate Evolution Day. You can celebrate All Our Uncles Are Monkeys Day. You can celebrate them both. I personally like celebrating All Our Uncles Are Monkeys Day. I'm pretty sure the Bubbles crew feels the same way. Howdy to all of you on this Evolution Day. Today, it's going to be a science show. It's all about evolution. It's all about this species. How did we become the humans? Where did we come from? Charles Darwin wrote all about it in 1859. And I'm going to play you music. And we're going to have a good time celebrating the beginning of us as the Homo sapiens. Also, I mean, can it get any better than this? But it does. It's also the anniversary of the discovery of Lucy. That's right. Lucy. By Donald Johnson and Tom Gray, they discovered the skeletal remains of Lucy in 1974. Incredible. What an incredible day for us, for mankind. So this show is mammals, it's primates, it's Homo sapiens. Oh my. It's going to be a good time. I'm so happy to be here. This is, I believe, my 10th time. I'm going to have to double check that. But every time is special. It's always special to be here in the tank with you. It is the monkeys, apes, primates, Homo sapiens, anything that Charles Darwin spoke of. I'm going to turn it into this show. We're the monkeys.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
We go wherever we want to, do what we like to do. We don't have time to get restless. There's always something new.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say. Oh.
Or anywhere, just look over your shoulder. Guess who'll be standing there?
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
We'll be right back.
two pence is singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch, sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say.
Couple of missing links.
She loves the monkey's uncle.
Love all his monkey shines. Every day is Valentine's. I love the monkey's uncle, and the monkey's uncle's ate for me.
Ate for me. Uh-huh. She loves the monkey's uncle, yeah, yeah. She loves the monkey's uncle, whoa, whoa. She loves the monkey's uncle.
And the monkey's uncle's ate for me. Kissing my heart jumps like a clown.
She loves the monkey's uncle.
Feels like the circus just came to town.
She loves the monkey's uncle.
I'd live in a jungle gym. Woo! In order to be with him. I love the monkey's uncle, and I wish I were the monkey's aunt.
Monkey's aunt.
A
chimpanzee.
Let them say he's the booby prize.
She loves the monkey's uncle.
He's the guy I idolize.
She loves the monkey's uncle.
Love all his monkey shines. Every day is Valentine's. I love the monkey's uncle, and the monkey's uncle's ate for me.
Ate for me. Uh-huh. She
I love the monkey's uncle, yeah, yeah. I love the monkey's uncle, whoa, whoa. I love the monkey's uncle, and I'm mad about his chimpanzee.
Help, the human's about to escape.
Get your paws off me, you dirty ape.
He can talk.
He can talk, 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 he can talk.
I can sing.
Oh, help me, Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Oh, Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
What's wrong with me?
I think you're crazy.
Want a second opinion?
You're all so lazy.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius. Oh, Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
Can I play the piano anymore?
Of course you can.
Well, I couldn't before.
This play has everything.
Oh, I love legitimate theater.
I hate every ape I see, from chimpanzee to chimpanzee. No, you'll never make a monkey out of me. Oh my God, I was wrong. it was Earth all along. You finally made a monkey.
Yes, we finally made a monkey.
Yes, you finally made a monkey out of me. I love you, Dr. Zaius.
Dirty ape! the Almighty, over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. See the dancing president, the congressman and teacher, jump into the music of the wealthy Midwest preacher. Charlie, come with a brand new dance, get on the floor and follow, find yourself a partner and we'll swing into tomorrow. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. To Charlie, over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder. Over the river and over the sea, through holy storm and thunder, steer a course for a brave new world of common sense and wonder.
Celebrating Evolution Day with Chumbawamba right there. That's right. That's right, my friends. That was Chumbawamba with their ode to Charles Darwin. Song called Charlie. Little ditty off of their 2008 album. The boy bands have won. They Might Be Giants. Up ahead of that, My Brother the Ape off of their fourth children's album and 14th studio album overall. Here Comes the Science. That was released in 2009. You heard some music from 2001, A Space Odyssey, The Dawn of Man, The Simpsons doing Planet of the Apes, the musical, and Annette Funicello and the Beach Boys with the Monkey's Uncle theme song to the 1965 Annette Funicello comedy. You know, Annette Funicello was in a lot of silly, fun movies. And I want to say they're hits, but they were fun, silly movies. And here's some Three Stooges up ahead of that, a funny little skit called I'm a Monkey's Uncle. And kicking off the set with the Monkees, the theme from the Monkees, the 1966 hit single. And again, the theme song from their television show, which ran from 1966 to 1968. This show is all about science, all about Darwinism, all up in your face. How we evolved to be the DJs and the listeners and the Bubbles crew. How did we come to be? Well, Darwin says we started point A and now we're at point, I don't even know what point we would, where we would be right now. It's a weird place, that's for sure. Hope you're enjoying this science show for Bubbles in the Think Tank with me, Ryan D, as our wonderful Belinda is traveling the country doing Belinda-y things. You know what kind of things those are. They're Belinda-y things. I'd like to say hi to the Bubbles crew hard at work on the Bubbles in the Think Tank page. It's always good to see all of you. It's a pleasure to have your company on this Bubbles in the Think Tank Saturday into Sunday. Let's keep it going, shall we? Let's have some more songs about evolution and the path of man.
Oh, a fish-like thing appeared among the annelids one day. It hadn't any pteropods nor setae to display. It hadn't any eyes nor jaws nor ventral nervous cord, but it had a lot of gill slits and it had a notochord. It's a long way from Amphioxus. It's a long way to us. It's a long way from Amphioxus to the meanest human cuss. Well, it's goodbye to fins and gill slits, and it's welcome lungs and hair. It's a long, long way from Amphioxus, but we all came from there. It it wasn't much to look at, and it scarce knew how to swim. And Nereus was very sure it hadn't come from him. The mollusks wouldn't own it, and the arthropods got sore, so the poor thing had to burrow in the sand along the shore. It's a long way from Amphioxus, it's a long way to us. It's a long way from Amphioxus to the meanest human cuss. It's goodbye to fins and gill slits, and it's welcome lungs and hair. It's a long, long way from Amphioxus, but we all came from there. He burrowed in the sand before a crab could nip his tail, and he said, gill slits and myotomes are all to no avail. I've grown some metapleural folds and sport an oral hood, but all these fine new characters don't do me any good. It's a long way from Amphioxus, it's a long way to us. It's a long way from Amphioxus to the meanest human cuss. It's goodbye to fins and gill slits, and it's welcome lungs and hair. It's a long, long way from Amphioxus, but we all came from there. He sulked a while down in the sand without a bit of pep. Then he stiffened up his notochord and said, I'll beat 'em yet. Let 'em laugh and show their ignorance. I don't mind their jeers. Just wait until they see me in 100 million years. It's a long way from Amphioxus. It's a long way to us. It's a long way from Amphioxus to the meanest human cuss. It's goodbye to fins and gill slits, and it's welcome lungs and hair. It's a long, long way from Amphioxus, but we all came from there. My notochord shall change into a chain of vertebrae, and as fins my metapleural folds shall agitate the sea. My tiny dorsal nervous cord shall be a mighty brain, and the vertebrates shall dominate the animal domain. It's a long way from Amphioxus, it's a long way to us. It's a long way from Amphioxus to the meanest human cuss. Goodbye to fins and gill slits, a welcome lungs and hair. It's a long, long way from Amphioxus, but we all came from there.
Good morning, young ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, visitors. For our science lesson for today, we will continue our discussion of Darwin's theory of the descent of man. Now, as I told you yesterday, Darwin's theory tells us that man evolved from a lower order of animals, from the first wiggly protozoa here in the sea, to the ape, and finally, to man. Now, some of you fellas out there are probably going to say that's why some of us act like monkeys. But what Mr. Charles Darwin was trying to tell us in his own way...
Bertram T. Cates.
Come off it, Sam. You've known me all my life.
Bert, you're charged with violation of Public Act 31428, Volume 37, Statute Number 31428 of the State Code, which makes it unlawful for any teacher of the public schools to teach any theory that denies the creation of man as taught in the Bible, and to teach instead that man has descended from a lower order of animals. Bertram Cates, I hereby place you under arrest.
Darwin, grandson of a poet, also of a potter, was brought up by his sister when his mother was dead. At 16, he knew about the classics. He thought he'd be a doctor. He studied for a while in Edinburgh. He wandered about the clergy, and off he went to Cambridge, where he earned a degree. But insects intrigued him more than preaching, and so he joined the Beagle and found a perfect niche there as a naturalist.
Come on, come on, come on.
species by natural selection. A lot of people didn't want to be descended from apes. Come on.
La la la, are you there or are you outside where you can't hear?
And all these holy people got themselves begat through original sin? Well, all that sinning make them any less holy?
Your Honor, where is this leading us? What has it got to do with the state versus Bertram Cates?
Colonel Drummond, the court must be satisfied that this line of questioning has some bearing on the case.
You've ruled out all of my witnesses. You must allow me to examine the one witness you've left to me in my own way.
Your Honor, I am willing to sit here and endure Mr. Drummond's sneering and his disrespect, for he is pleading the case of the prosecution by his contempt for all that is holy.
I object, I object, I object.
On what grounds? Is it possible that something is holy to the celebrated agnostic?
Yes. The individual human mind.
Thank you.
because I know. Tell them soul-sucking preachers to come on down and see. Pardon man, pardon monkey, baby, that's me.
Creationism versus evolution, fundamentalists versus modernists, tradition versus change. These were some of the issues addressed in the 1925 John Scopes Monkey Trial. Intrigued? Well, you should be. This was a big case and quite a circus, literally.
Love that song, Devo, Giacomo. Good, good, good stuff. First single from their 1978 debut album, Question, are we not men? Answer, we are Devo. Up ahead of that, some Bruce Springsteen, part man, part monkey. That's off of, well, it's off a lot of things. It was a non-album B-side, but that one came off of 18 tracks released back in 1999. Some great stuff from Artichoke, Charles Robert Darwin from their album, 26 Scientists, Volume 1, Anagnathomalthus. Fun little Life of Charles Darwin song. I really like that. I hope you did as well. In between, I was putting in some clips from a great movie called Inherit the Wind, released back in 1960. And kicking off the set with Sam Hinton, It's a Long Way from Amphioxus, and that comes off of the 1961 album The Song of Men. This is the Evolution Show celebrating the origin of the species, released on this date in 1859. From one Charles Darwin. Let's get back into the evolution fun with something from Danielle Ate the Sandwich.
Evolution, keep on working. A change is coming soon. There once was a bacteria living in the sea. Soon that single cell became the ape who became me. Evolution, don't you forget me. I've been good to you. Evolution, keep on. Constitution says freedom for all mankind. Isn't it a silly thought to leave some men behind? Evolution, don't you forget me. I've been good all year. Evolution, rest your head now. So it goes in parking lots. The birds who grew the beaks to crack the seeds of certain nuts. We're riding, so should we be keen to keep an open mind? 'Cause holding on to hate is just like holding on to time. Evolution, don't you forget me.
Got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We'll be right back. Does it come from the ether? Does it come from out of thin air? Do I have a secret formula that I'm willing to share? Well, I heard about a mathematician from the 19th century. He talked a lot about randomness, and it made some sense to me. He said you need a whole lot of monkeys, even more than they got in the zoo. Give them some time and some old typewriters, and they'll do the writing for you. Infinite monkey theorem. Go and get your monkeys today. I said, go and get your monkeys today. Some say monkeys aren't that bright. They don't have a lot of smarts. But I'll prove them wrong when they write me a song and it climbs right up the charts. I got a basement on my new CD. I give them food and water, but they don't get royalties. Now if you wanna make it in music and you don't have to watch the clock, say hello to Monkey Theorem, goodbye to writer's block. Infinite theorem, infinite monkey way, infinite monkey theorem. Go and get your monkeys today. I said, go and try to make it pay. I said, go.
Monkey, you know, we're gonna be great friends.